I'll say right over, left under.
An athletic trainer at the University of Alabama helps a student athlete through a pull-up exercise. They move around the weight room using free weights and machines. It's a place which raises concerns for football team doctor Jimmy Robinson.
You have a large group of people in a small area. That's the biggest thing, whether it's in the locker room or the weight room, the dining hall or the meeting rooms.
Robinson says these are ideal places for swine flu to spread. And when the new H1N1 virus began grabbing headlines back in the spring, officials went on the lookout.
So the biggest thing we knew is it was coming, and we didn't know, how many we were going to see and what we're going to do when we did see them.
Since then, swine flu has crept into college football. There are no confirmed cases on UAB or Auburn's teams, but Robinson says four Alabama players were diagnosed with swine flu. And across town in Tuscaloosa, Stillman College canceled its home opener after almost 40 players came down with flu-like symptoms. Sports economist Andrew Zimbalist says canceling a game at a small Division III school, such as Stillman, is less problematic than at a Division I program. There's more at stake for big universities.
For the schools themselves, they can generate in ticket sales millions of dollars for each game, and then they have television contracts. They have television contracts that can generate also millions of dollars or the equivalent of that per game.
Beyond that, Zimbalist points out if a season is interrupted by cancellations, it could affect perceptions of teams making it to postseason play.
That becomes tainted if, one of the contending teams misses a game or two because of a swine flu epidemic.
Dr. Jimmy Robinson doesn't expect canceled games to happen to the Crimson Tide. He says they're encouraging frequent hand washing, good hygiene, and watching for flu-like symptoms.
Any athlete that we thought had the flu, of course, we tested them and then isolated them from the rest of the team so we would limit the possibility of spread.
But they can't control for everything. Robinson says he's concerned about players picking up the virus away from athletic facilities where other students may not be as diligent. And remember the large groups of people in close quarters? Sounds like game day in the stands. So if you're sick, stay away, Robinson says.
Make sure somebody's in your seat, but but don't come to the game if you're sick.
At the Crimson Cafe restaurant, the lunch crowd munches on wraps and fries with a large picture of Bryant-Denny Stadium stretched across the back wall. Graduate student Melissa Reynolds says despite her devotion to the team, she would stay home if she were sick.
I've had the regular flu before, not swine flu, and I know how bad it makes you feel. And I cannot imagine getting myself out of bed to go to a football game with a flu.
But for student Elmer Stout, he says he would go sick if it were a big game.
I would definitely go to the Ole Miss game because we're playing at Ole Miss, and odds are I would infect some Ole Miss members. As long as I can infect more Ole Miss students and Alabama students, I've done my part.
Okay, he's being facetious, but Stout says swine flu doesn't really bother him. University officials, though, are watching as the season progresses, with caution the name of the game right now. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.